Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from Park University in beautiful Gilbert, Arizona. Today, we are participating in Phoenix Startup Week. It's Thrive Together is the theme for 2019, and we are very happy to be here with the opportunity to interview some of the VIPs who've been circling around this community, many of which for more than a year, our sponsors and our volunteers, and we just want to thank everyone for letting us come out today and participate. And I am here today with my co-host, Jacqueline Destremps, with Another Hand Advantage, and Jacqueline also has her podcast and radio show out of our studio called 3C Amplified. Thanks for spending the day with me.
Of course. This has been a lot of fun.
Now, you were saying earlier, it's a little bit different doing it live here instead of in the in the studio. We were joking how in a co-work space, we have our studio out of Max 6 in downtown Tempe. And we have oftentimes see, you know, dogs walking past the window in the co-work space, or we see a bird flying around. But today we have people staring at us. So that's a little bit different. How about helping us introduce our guest for this
segment?
Definitely.
So this segment, joining us, we have Aaron Kilby, and he is with Artisan Modern Color and Print. And we are also joined by Michael Kurtz with Designed from Scratch Concepts. Welcome.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
Hello, listeners. Nice to meet you.
I love it. So let's get started hearing a little bit about both of your businesses. Aaron, if you'll start for us, I know that you've played a big role. Mike Jones, one of the co-directors, shared with us when he introduced us earlier how much he deeply appreciates really how you've shown up on behalf of this community. So tell us who you are and how you've played a role here with for Startup Week.
Definitely. Thank you very much. I thank him a lot. We do a lot of business with him in general, and this is a big opportunity for us to be in here and get our name out and brand out locally. We do a lot of local work. We do national work as well. But to explain what we do, overall, we do a lot of printing. We do pretty much anything you need, from business cards all the way up to trade show booths to high-end corporate, signage, retractable banners. I mean, there's so many different things that we do. We just say, if you have an idea or you need something in the printing world, throw it to us and we can help you do it. And if we don't, we know where to get it done. So, but there's a lot that we do here locally. We're located up in North Scottsdale. We're right up the street from Westworld, if you know where Barrett Jackson that's held. But it's very busy the very, very beginning of the year with golf and, car shows up there. But we have over 30,000 square feet. And when people come through, they're amazed at how large we are and all that we do. They think we're a tiny little shop, and they come in and they're like, wow, this is great.
So, love it. And your interest in connecting with the startup community, how long have you been in business? At one point, were you a wee little startup yourself?
So what's very interesting is the company has been around for 20 years now, all in Scottsdale. I personally used to be a customer with Artisan.
Oh, perfect.
So I transitioned into being head of sales now. We've been growing our sales team, and we're actually growing so fastly, we're opening up a second shift. So we're looking for people to hire, currently, because we're doing that well in the marketplace. And now we're just trying to get our name out, market ourselves. And
hence the reason why you're here.
Exactly.
Yeah, love it. Well, that sounds like a great move for you. And you've been with them for how long?
For 7 years now.
For 7 years.
Personally, 7 years. Yeah. And then 3 years as a client before that. So I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah. Well, clearly, if you said yes, and they were willing to have you along, it sounds like it was a match made in heaven.
That's great.
Very good. And how about you? Tell us about your business and how you're affiliated with Startup Week.
Well, my name is Michael Kurtz, and I run a company called Design from Scratch Concepts. I'm a volunteer here at Startup Week, actually. I came last year, was so impressed, and I felt the need to get involved. My business, Design from Scratch Concepts, as I will say over and over and again, shameless plugs.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Aaron can attest to what I'm about to say. So I work with the most important part of your business, and that's your branding. Would you not agree, Brent, that it is the most important part?
That is one of the most.
See, Aaron knows. He's the expert. But I don't do what he does. I actually am the person who sends him stuff. So I work with small startups, solo entrepreneurs, basically people who have a low budget. They're starting their business based off an inheritance, or they've saved up for 10 years, or their investors is their mother or their father or something like sure. that. They don't have a ton yeah. of money. And so they start out their business and they have ill-prepared marketing materials. Mm-hmm. They don't know people like Aaron. They don't. He's going to ask them questions like, I need this in a PDF, and they're going to go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What are your color, whatever you call those things?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You send this to me in RGB, and I need this in CMYK type things.
Yep.
And these are the things that, one, they don't necessarily know, and two, shouldn't be wasting their time trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
So I come in and I help set up a strategy of, look, you don't have a big budget, so this is what we're going to do for the first 3 months. This is what we're going to do for the first 6 months. This is what we're going to do for the first year, so that you can get a website that looks professional without breaking the bank, so that you can get business cards or brochures that are memorable. Because, you know, we go to an event like Startup Week and we go home, we have a pocket full of business cards,
mm-hmm.
and we throw out all the people go, I don't remember who this is. But I teach these people, well, when you go to Startup Week, you need to present your business card in a way that when they go home, they go, I remember this person, and right. I need to talk to this mm-hmm. person. But it's not something that necessarily you think about because, for example, one of my clients is opening a bakery. That's not her training. Her training is how to make the best cake you've ever had. So why should she waste cake-making time learning how to do a business card? She just hands it to me and I take care of it.
I love that you spoke to really helping folks when you recognize that they may not have a huge budget for marketing, right? It's kind of fun. Every segment we've had has this theme, and there's a theme here as well. So many people I know who have been in startup mode sometimes 2, 3, 4 different times unsuccessfully to where they really have found that way to monetize their business.
Mm-hmm.
They've spent so much money working with somebody who assured them through their branding and through everything that we're going to do that is all they needed.
And it's upsetting. And Aaron, I know you can attest to, you ask somebody, okay, we're going to print your logo on, you know, a collapsible banner. It's 8 feet tall. And they send you a logo that's a little tiny JPEG.
Well,
and you're saying,
yeah.
Oh my God, what are we supposed to do with
this? A lot of people think that if they can pull it off the web, they
right.
can use it for print.
Right.
And usually it's not not that case.
It's very
so
different.
Yeah, that's a big help for them. That's
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure that's probably an issue you run into a lot more than people realize.
Yes. Well, yeah, you don't have big teams of graphic designers or, you know, people setting up the files that need to come over. You hope that if they are working with a freelancer or something like that, that you do get the files you need. But there's so many times that you need to teach them, you need this, this, and this to actually get to the
right,
the end part.
And I'm sure you appreciate when you can just say to somebody, yeah, could you just send me that? And they
and
have
they do.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
They do. Exactly.
Yeah. And they don't email back what?
Yeah.
I'm impressed, Aaron, that you offer so many, really everything from, like you said, business cards on up to the full trade show mm-hmm. things. That's got to be a lot of fun, but a lot to keep track of.
It is. I mean, there's a lot of custom arms to it. You know, we have 4 different websites where you can actually even upload your own artwork to. So they're and each salesperson is kind of trained for each area. You know, one works just with photographers, artists. You know, I work with large, big corporate companies around town, and
that's
so
right.
it's, you know, and other startups. There's other people that are doing with the small startups and everything. So we do the very small runs up to big corporate jobs. So
we obviously there's a lot of different, you know, digital marketing, but also print marketing companies out there that help us with all things branding. Is there something that you say that you would set yourselves apart? I'm hearing that part of it is that you've got these in-house team members who really know your vertical, know your industry, mm-hmm. and or know where you're at in your budget and how to work with you from that perspective instead of throwing everybody into a bowl and, you know, grab, I'll take this one today.
Yeah, exactly.
But what else sets you apart?
I think really listening to our clients and customer service, we hear that all the time. I think customer service is huge. I mean, we have a lot to offer. I like to say we're a color house, so we're always dead on color for printing and everything else. But I think customer service goes far. It's how fast can you get them a quote? How fast can you get them this? Or how, you know, because that's kind of the temperature. And exactly what's their budget? Can you hit my budget? Can you, you know, and you get to learn where your customers are at, what they need, you know, if they're reoccurring customers, what they need, and really speak to them versus just grabbing it, hitting a button, and giving them whatever comes out the other end. You
know? Yeah, and a lot of times those things come up, you know, I don't want to say, well, they do come up last minute, but sometimes those things, those opportunities, you know, hey, 2 weeks from now, I'm almost out of business cards, which actually I'm sitting here going, this is all I have left of my business cards. I'm going to need some more. You need those things, and you want, you don't want to be scouring the internet just looking for, oh gosh, who am I going to get this banner from?
Yep.
That you're local is just great, because you don't find a lot of local companies can do all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Michael, how about you? How would you say that you discern yourself, or folks would recognize the work that you do in comparison to some other business owners?
Well, that's a great question. So most of the people that do what I do, they're an entire firm. So they have 401ks, they have days off, they have sick leave, they have all that kind of stuff that they have to compensate. And so most places won't charge, you know, they won't touch it for less than 10 grand. I'm highly trained in what I do. I went to school to learn branding and design, industrial design technology. So I can do anything. You put it in front of me and I can make it happen. So I don't have to pay people. So I can afford to make things exceedingly cheap. And when you say, well, all I got right now is $300. Yeah, that's fine. We can work on this project, as opposed to, like I said, a firm who's got to pay 10 people. They've got to pay a web guy. They've got to pay a graphic designer, they have to pay a videographer, a photographer, all of these people, they all get paid. I do it all, so just I get paid.
I love it. You're filling a void. There's definitely a need for you out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing, is those people, like the woman who opened the bakery, they get overlooked because they're going to say, I don't have $10,000 that I can start this project with, or what I'm going to get for $5,000 isn't going to be enough. And so I'm able to work with them one-on-one and create really unique things. You know, all my websites are hand-coded, so it's, you get this unique feel, something different. You know, it's not just, we'll throw it into a WordPress template and we'll get what we want, which WordPress is fine if you understand coding and page layout, but most people think, WordPress is so that I can do it myself, and it's not. Because if you don't understand CSS or HTML, if you don't understand photography, if you don't get page layout, if you don't get printing, you know, you're going to have a disaster, because they're going to send Aaron here. They're going to send him the wrong color scheme. It's going to print out like crap. Well, that's what you sent us. You know, you signed off on that. Right. This is all correct.
And it goes with, you know, even spelling of stuff, making sure that things are spelled right. Because you're getting different pieces from different areas. It's those types of things. When you print it out, it may be wrong. So it's keeping the eye on and really giving them a really good end product for their company.
So important.
I liked something that you had said earlier as far as working in somebody's budget and being able to tell them, here's what we can do with your budget right now. Mm-hmm. And here's what we can do with a little bit more budget down the road. And giving them those options, it's something that when I'm working with clients, I like to be able to give them those options. I'm not going to just say, you only have $300. I can't do what you want me to do for $300. See ya.
Right.
I want to be able to say, okay, what are your goals? And here's what we can get for you right now with that kind of money.
And it's
here's
a long-term
what you can,
thing.
It's long-term.
You know, it's not just, I'm just going to take this $300 to run. Like, let's do business cards.
Exactly. But and what you can grow on. Right.
How to help them grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there are so many different print options out there also. You know, sometimes it can get overwhelming. So finding a company where you have somebody who's willing to talk to you and maybe say to you, okay, maybe you don't need all of these things for this trade show, but here's what you can.
And it's even on the digital side. So many people, I was just speaking earlier to another company that people don't know the SEO or trying to get their company out there, and they think it's going to happen overnight.
Right.
You know, it's having them learn that it's not going to take it overnight. You know, you hopefully keep working on it to be found on the internet. You know, there's so many different ways of doing things, so.
Yeah, you both become partners with the businesses mm-hmm. that you're working with.
Definitely.
One of the questions we've had fun asking today is, at the end of the day, when you know you've done a great job and someone comes back, a customer, client comes back and wants to share acknowledgement or a recognition, what would be the greatest thing that you can hear or that you do hear from them when you know you've done a great job? What does that sound like when someone's complimenting you and thanking you?
It's great, but I think it's been great on the sales side of it that I've had so many referral sales that I don't even really have to go out anymore. I mean, there's so many good things that people are sharing within their own company or with other companies that's probably the best.
So when a new client calls and says, hey, I've been referred over by so-and-so, yep.
you guys are already good.
It's like old home week.
Exactly.
Excellent. How about you, Michael?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Wait, is this thing on? What? No.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
No, it's exceedingly rewarding because most of the people I work with have kind of, and you've seen this too, Aaron, but they're on that desperate thing. You know, they're kind of like, I don't know what to do. And so, yeah, I get the, oh my God, you have no idea how you've helped me. And part of why I do this, you know, I mean, we all got to pay the bills, but part of the reason why I chose to go after the low budget people, because frankly, I've had other people in my industry go, are you crazy? In fact, at Startup Week, somebody said, are you nuts? How do you even do that? But it's knowing that here's a business that has a way better chance of succeeding, a way better chance of being taken seriously. And so that really is the reward of, yeah, you're not going to crumble because people look at the sign in front of your building and go, I'm not going in there.
Yeah. Right, or no sign at all.
Right. Yeah.
Shout out to my husband who needs a sign.
Oh, we should talk.
Yeah, yeah. You can help him design it, and then Aaron can take care of it.
Yeah, we're going to send it to... Look, this is how Startup Week works.
It is.
Yep. That's actually... I mean, all joking aside, that actually is the power of Startup Week is... So Aaron and I have not met until we sat down at this table.
Yeah.
And we are
great synergy,
clearly... Right. Like,
we'll be working together.
You had me at hello, Aaron. but yeah, so it's, you know, everybody that I've met, it's just there's connections everywhere. Yeah. People mm-hmm. are talking. You know, I've picked up new clients. This thing is amazing. And to anyone who's listening, you should be here in the next 20 minutes because there's still plenty of room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's why I volunteered. I'm happy to be here. The team here is unbelievable. They work so hard. It's incredible. And thank you guys for coming here and allowing the participants to have a voice outside of Startup Week to not only promote Startup Week, but also to promote themselves and help mm-hmm. everybody grow. It's really a great gift that you've brought. Aww. So thank you.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Yeah. And we wanted to shine the spotlight on the folks who are doing everything behind the scenes, right? So the sponsors who've made a commitment to put money in and as well as in time donations. And of course, you know, you get to have your sign, you get to meet and greet everybody, but it also requires a lot of time. You got to step away from what you're doing, Aaron, and be here.
What emails are coming in right now?
Have you personally been here all week, or have you with your team?
Our company has.
Yeah,
I personally have, but yeah, today and tomorrow I'll be here.
It's a commitment. Yes. And Michael, to continue on with what you're saying, from a mm-hmm. volunteer perspective, again, I know that Startup Week, the community has given you an opportunity as volunteers to decide how much you can get involved, but why wouldn't you get involved at an intimate level and make sure that you're here to make, you know, to lift the community up? One of the greatest things that I think about Phoenix business community overall is that we really are a kind and generous community, and we really are all around collaboration. We do thousands of interviews at the studio, everything from large corporations and the billions of dollars all the way down to, you know, some of the small startups, people who are just getting started in their business. And there's never been a time that we've had a conversation that didn't feel like we wanted to lift somebody up. So thank you for giving that shout out. As we round down the segment, we would love to hear from you as to maybe one last thought around owning your own business and or supporting somebody in a startup, maybe a tip or a suggestion, something, as a wise sage might suggest. And then after you share that, if you would be sure to let us know where we can find you, both either a physical location, I know Aaron mentioned that as well, but also out on the internet as well. So anybody want to jump at that opportunity to be wise?
Starting your own business,
Or even just, you know, just
running a business.
Running a business, right? So from your perspective, Aaron, is you said that you were a client of theirs, and now you've been with the team for, what, you said almost 7 years?
Yep.
Yeah. So as you interact with these folks who have needs, what's a tip that you can share with people being in business for themselves?
I think you can't learn enough in the business. You constantly just listen from people, learn from people. And it's always great getting out to see people at events like this, you know, getting to know who's in your area, who you're working with, shake hands, you know, go to these events. I think that's big. You know,
be
you
visible.
Need to do that. Yep.
Yeah. And you help them be visible.
Yes.
And by the way, hopefully you'll get to see some of the beautiful stuff that you guys put together on behalf of the team at Phoenix Startup Week. It's been great.
Thank you.
Yep. And so where do we find you?
Artisancolor.com. Color with C-O-L-O-U-R. .com.
Kind of formal.
Yep, and we're up in North Scottsdale, so look us up.
Also a formal place. No, I'm clearly from the East Valley. Yeah. Michael, how about you? Lasting parting words for us, something, some wisdom you can share, and then where do we find you?
I would say to anyone who's running a business or starting a business, the most important thing you can do is to be remembered, and that it's not what you like, it's what your users, your customers, your clients like, and to always create a memorable experience, even if it's just a conversation. Just to be remembered is the most powerful thing you can do. Hmm. And you can find me at designedfromscratchconcepts.com.
Designed with an ED?
With an ED, past tense.
Designed concepts? No.
Designed from scratch.
Sorry,
concepts.
Design, wow. Woo, it's lunchtime.
Yeah, it
designed
is. From scratch.
Yep. Love it. Thank you for spending time with us. And you were a last minute addition. I'm so thrilled that you said, hey, I didn't get a slot ahead of time. Can we sneak you in there? I'm really pleased that you were thought, you know, to get on here. That talk about you to the point that you just made.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you take those opportunities. So I appreciate you doing that.
Shameless self-promotion.
Hey, we got to do it. And Jacqueline, again, I want to thank you with another hand advantage for making a commitment to be here all day with us and just sharing the spotlight with these business owners as they participate. And you've been, I know you got to come the first 2 days right?
Yep.
And are hanging out with me today.
Yeah,
so again,
I'm loving it.
Thank you. And if you have an opportunity, look up Jacqueline. I know she's way out there on social media everywhere. With another hand advantage, as well as 3C Amplified, her podcast and radio show out of Phoenix Business Radio. Again, you've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from Phoenix Startup Week at the Park University in Gilbert, Arizona. We'll be here all day today, and the festivities and fun continue again tomorrow, and there still are a few tickets, so snatch yours up and join these great folks for a time of really commitment and connection, as well as education. Bye for now.